Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a power-packed transmission for you lined up today. Obviously, the information coming out of Fukushima is off the charts serious. Europe has come out and said, do not drink the milk, do not eat the vegetables that have been grown recently, because wave after wave of low-level radiation fallout is building up. And we're now a month into this, and after a month of it building up in crops and building up on grass that cows eat, don't eat it, because it will contribute to cancer. It will contribute to your overall lifetime dose of radiation that you're going to get. And as Dr. Busby said yesterday, as Dr. Bowman said yesterday as well, that's just background radiation and the general fallout. If you're unlucky enough to breathe a particle that got picked up by the winds that bumped into uranium and plutonium, and that goes in your nose and into your lungs, they're not going to know why you get lung cancer at 25. If you're 20 years old now and you die in 5 years at 25, they'll just be, well, you got a lung cancer. And that's the big issue here. This stuff is raining down all over the world. Radiation from Fukushima has now circled the entire globe and showed up in South Korea, in China, where it basically began, in Japan, 4 weeks and, 4 days ago. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today, obviously. The whole TSA situation has kicked off again because the Drudge Report basically sets the news agenda. Thank God he covers real issues. And this little six-year-old being groped between her legs, the lady's grabbing her hard, going in her pants, and then taking her away to, quote, be drug tested. Very bizarre. Well, her parents have now gone on ABC News, and it's now in hundreds of newspapers. We first, listeners sent it to us 2 days ago on Monday. We got it up. Drudge picked it up Tuesday morning and broke it to the world. And now it's a big story. And people are saying, why are babies being molested, being groped? Why are children, you know, if a sworn peace officer who's bonded and been trained by the state and duly empowered through the legislature of the elected representatives, say in the state of Texas or Vermont or wherever you live, if a cop randomly tried to just start sticking their hands down people's pants, they'd go to prison. Only in an emergency situation, if a cop saw somebody shove a pistol in their pants and they tackled them, yes, then in that emergency situation, they could reach in there and get the pistol. But you cannot do that just randomly with a bunch of minimum wage workers, and everybody knows it. The feds are trying to set this precedent, and they're not going to get away with it, and we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, I'm really sad to announce that Wayne Madsen is going the way it looks like of Bob Chapman having to leave the United States. And if you think these threats aren't serious, the feds tried to plant hand grenades on Bob Chapman. You can pull up the cases. They tried to frame him for other things, and he had to leave the country, I guess a decade ago or more. And Wayne Madsen, a Navy veteran, a submarine warfare specialist, then with the NSA, written for the Washington Post, you name it, he has been told, and that's how it works, through the intelligence agency grapevine, that the White House is going to kill him deader than a hammer if he doesn't shut up. And they may still kill him even if he shuts up now. That's kind of how it works. Because he went to Chicago for a couple months digging up stuff on him, and they just said, look, we're the mafia. We're going to kill you. I mean, Wayne, you hadn't heard the New World Order said? We don't let Chicagoans send their lunches for their kids. We're going to take all of America over with the Chicago model. You don't talk about us. So he's been given the word they're going to kill him. The White House has got a hit out on Wayne Madsen. We've got him coming on, too.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Wednesday, the 13th day of April, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Lindsey Williams joined us for an hour last week. He's going to join us for another hour today, coming up in the second hour, to take your phone calls, your questions for Lindsey Williams coming up, because now we see the headlines of, they're talking about in the next month, $5 a gallon gas on average at the gas pump. Gas prices, of course, have gone up and up as oil prices per barrel have gone up. They went back a little bit yesterday, but are starting their march back upwards. Again, if you look at the graph, it's basically going straight up, but there are little dips before it starts retracing its previous gains. So we've got Lindsey Williams joining us coming up in the next hour. In the last 30 minutes of the third hour, Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, written for the Washington Post, you name it, RT contributor of the Wayne Madsen Report. I'm glad Jaron pointed this out to me because I checked the Madsen Report every few days, but I guess I hadn't in the last 4 or 5 days because he put a report out last week that through the grapevine and his sources, and I found it to be a very credible source, that he spent months in Chicago off and on in the last 6 months or so investigating Rahm Emanuel, Rod Blagojevich, Barack Obama, and the other gaggle of slime balls, and he's ferreted out some really powerful info, and he's been basically breaking it as he gets it, and he was told that basically they've put a hit out on him. Now, that's not confirmed. The White House didn't come out and make that announcement. Obviously, the White House doesn't even have to do it themselves. They've got the Chicago Mafia that's run Chicago for at least 100 years, basically blackmailing them and controlling them. And it is very creepy that multiple times now I've been sent Rahm Emanuel for mayor stickers to our office, even though this address is not known. So it's also a little message. Rahm Emanuel's the type of guy who sends dead fish wrapped in newspapers to members of Congress he doesn't like. That's a Sicilian message for you will sleep with the fishes. Means you're going to be down there with the dead fishies on the bottom of the lake. And he's on record sending out dead fish to people. He also, at congressional closed-door meetings with congressional leaders, likes to pull out knives. In one well-documented case, when he was in the Clinton administration, and people that didn't go along with his orders, he began to read out their names and then stab the table, screaming, dead, 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 in front of congressional leaders. Also, in public, in meetings, he has bossed Obama around. I mean, he's just a complete monster, and that's why he's the new Chicago mob boss there. So Wayne Madsen will be joining us, and Wayne Madsen was the fellow who helped us get the D.C. Madam on when she was living in D.C., and then she had been convicted in court and was going to be sent away to prison. She was just trying to leave the country, but they were worried about the list of high-powered Republicans, predominantly and Democrats, she had. And I knew it was so dangerous that I would never even allow her, knowing the phones were tapped, to tell me information off air. I did not want to know any of it unless it was on air. Because once it's on air, you're just playing Russian roulette with maybe six chambers with one bullet. I mean, there's a good chance that they might still kill you if you did put that info out with big names. But to know the information and not put it out is a death sentence. And I gave her the opportunity on air a few months before she was murdered. I said, listen, you've got all these names, this information. You better either let the establishment know. And I told her she could do that any phone conversation she had. They're listening, just explained that she was going to destroy it all and wasn't going to talk about it. Or I told her, you need to go public with it all right now. And she was getting ready to go to prison. She told her condo manager at her Florida condo where she lived part of the year between D.C. We interviewed him on air, of course, after she was murdered, murder-suicided. They claim she committed suicide, that men were following her, and that she had to get documents over to her mother's house. Well, she was found hung in the shed, and, of course, there were no documents. And the handwriting, I was sent her handwriting from the suicide note, and I also talked to some of the Florida detectives involved, and I was sent her lease documents, and the T's, the I's, the L's, it was not her handwriting. It was as if a 10-year-old was trying to copy Mama's handwriting for a note to the school nurse when they'd been playing hooky. And, of course, I forged a couple of fake letters to the nurse that actually worked when I was a teenager. Still, if you knew what you were looking at, you know, if my mother would have seen the notes to the nurse, she could have surmised immediately that I had forged it. Of course, she would also know that she hadn't filled them out. But it was shoddily done. And I told her, I said, you need to tell people you're not going to commit suicide. She said, absolutely, I would never commit suicide. I will never commit suicide. I will go to prison. I will get out. I will live my life. But I can't believe these hypocrites. I kept my mouth shut. And I said, well, just be clear about it. And I said, I would advise you to either go public with all this to the mainstream media now. I said, don't even do it with me. I don't even want this information. And it's not that I'm even overall afraid of dying. I don't want to get killed over exposing what hookers D.C. people visit. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that's nothing compared to killing a million Iraqis, using depleted uranium with the troops, stealing trillions of dollars, stealing the troops' death benefits. I got bigger fish to fry. But I would still interview the D.C. madam. And during breaks, talking to her, John Harmon remembers listening because we called her on the Genesis phone system, and Harmon was listening in with us, and I was like, don't tell me anything. I don't want to talk to you, because she wanted to talk to me during breaks. She's like, I don't know why they're doing this. I've kept my mouth shut. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it. Do not tell me anything. Nothing. Nothing. They will come and kill me. No. No. These people will kill you in a second. Do you know how many state police, how many private detectives hired by Republicans, people connected to Roger Ailes and others, that they sent into Arkansas in 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. Do you know how many died? The Clinton death list, the full list is about 350 or so. But for police and investigators being killed, it's more than 12. And you can go back and pull those numbers up. I mean, they would take state police that had witnessed Clinton doing corrupt things and shoot them in the back of the head. They would take investigators and shoot them and cut their arms and legs off and say they committed suicide. They would kill teenagers that had witnessed things. They would kill women. I mean, it was just an endless string of carnage. And now you see, I said I was going to get to the news, but I'm already getting into the fact that Wayne Madsen says, through very credible sources, he's been told that the system is going to try to whack him. And, you know, the messages are basically, you've gone too far, buddy. You're going to pay for this. And that's why Wayne needs to get out every bit of information he discovered in Chicago now. Because as a journalist, he continues to try to vet things. He continues to try to double check, triple check, check with other sources. And it's the dossier he's put together on things going on in Chicago that he's already begun to cover a little bit that puts him in such danger. And this isn't a joke. I mean, Wayne could be dead within days. He could be dead next week. And if he's found hung in his apartment in D.C., they will have, quote, old friends come out and say, Wayne told me he was going to do this. You know, the same thing happened with the D.C. madam. They were playing my clip on CBS, ABC, Fox, CNN, where she said she'd never commit suicide. But then they had an old friend with no proof, no evidence, pop up in California and say, she told me she was contemplating suicide. Meanwhile, I talked to her landlord, one of the last people to see her alive, or not landlord, a condo manager, who was her good friend. You heard him on air. You can pull up the archives. I would just search the term Alex Jones interviews D.C. Madam's condo manager. We interviewed him for 30 minutes on air. And he stalked her when she left with the box of documents. She said, I'm being followed, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to get this stuff over to my mother's house, and I'll be back. And a few days later, she's found dead. So, in Florida. So, I take this very serious. Wayne Madsen's never talked like this. Wayne Madsen, on record, has been out in Chicago for months snooping around. And let me tell you, Chicago's so mafia, they don't allow parents to pack their children's school lunches. I mean, they own the people of Chicago. I can't tell you how many business people I know and famous club owners like Aaron Russo, who ran the first club to bring Led Zeppelin to the U.S., and it got so successful they had to pay the cops off to even be able to operate. And finally the cops just came and said, no amount of money's good. They want you shut down. Our bosses are opening another club with your same acts. And they came in when he refused to shut down and dumped trash all over the floor and called in inspectors and then beat him up and beat a bunch of people up and took him in the back of a paddy wagon, took a billy club to his genitals. And that's how America works. It's like, look, we own you. You don't feed your kids. We own them. You do what Michelle Obama says. You do what Rezko says. You do what Rahm Emanuel says. You do what the Daily say. We own your kids. We're going to stick our hands down their pants at airports. We're going to take all your money. We're going to raise property taxes. They just raised taxes by 56% in Chicago. And they're letting Wayne Madsen know, look, you're going to expose us as mafia? You bet. We're going to show you how mafia we are. This is our country. You understand? You all work for us now. It's over. The federal government is like a vending machine for the global mafia. That's what the New World Order is. They pay off state and national governments worldwide, regional governments, to sign over government power for huge payoffs to these private corporate mafia groups. And they use mercenaries, they use NATO, they use the U.S. military, they use hitmen on the ground, and there is no amount of abuse that they will not dump out on us until we say no. You see, at a certain point in corruption, the bottom falls out. And the criminals learn that they can get away with anything, and they go wild. That's why the TSA Federal Goon Force is expanding currently. It's not coming. It's all over the streets of America. From Houston, Texas, to Dallas, Texas, to Miami, Florida, to Boston, Mass., to Chicago, Illinois, to Los Angeles, California, New York, rural areas, bizarre homeland security, regular army, National Guard, Air Force MPs, checkpoints searching people, Marines searching. I mean, they're here. It's on. They're letting you know, hey, line up, give us your IDs. We're searching you. This is martial law. They're just easing us into it. And that's why all over the country, the TSA first says, oh, we're only going to naked body scan some people at some airports. Then they come out and tell the AP and Chicago Tribune last year, we are going to phase it in for everybody. Then people say, we don't want the naked body scanners. And they say, well, then we're going to grope you. And internal memos come out where they say it's meant to intimidate people and make them use the scanners. Now they've come out and announced, actually, we're going to put everybody through the scanners and grope you. And that's what we now learn happened to this six-year-old girl that we first started reporting on Monday, who got the two-minute grope down with the TSA woman sticking her hands in her pants, between her crotch, grabbing her. That's what Ron Paul, Ventura, and countless others have described, that it's almost like they're trying to lift you up. I mean, they don't just touch you. They get there and they, let me make sure what that is. And if you don't like it, they say, get out of this airport. And then when they trick you, they slap handcuffs on you and say, federal law, you're not allowed to refuse a screening. $11,000 fine. We're mafia. We run this country now. Everything is ours. We're going to raise your property taxes, your income taxes. We're going to devalue the dollar. We're going to rob everything. We got paramilitary, federalized police waiting if you try to resist. It's ours. You don't pack lunches for your kids. You're not allowed to feed them. You're not trusted. They're not allowed to play tag. They're prisoners. You're going to use IDs to buy and sell. We own you. We run you. It's totally about breaking our will, run by the social engineers. We're going to go to break, but I get constant emails, constant canned comments by TSA minions and others in the YouTube videos and things that are posted, and they go, look, if she just go through the scanner, she wouldn't have had to be groped. No, they are going to universal groping after the scanning. And I told you what I saw in San Jose flying out last year. And I sat there because we were early for 25 minutes. I bought coffee right through the checkpoint. They had a coffee place. I bought coffee with Aaron Dykes and sat there for 25 minutes watching it. And they only had women and children sent through the scanners, and then they were given a grope. And I came back and reported. I saw them sticking their hands in the waistbands and grabbing the genitals, and people couldn't believe it. And then Michelle comes running up and says, well, you know, I just got back from a week of vacation in Colorado. And I said, yeah, with your two daughters. She said, yeah, 8-year-old and year-old. And she said they did that to us, and they had men doing it. And then, of course, Drudge picked that up, and people couldn't believe it. And then countless reporters that it had happened to, who were well-known, came out and said, no, it happened to me, happened to my daughter, happened to my son. They're doing it to babies. They're taking babies out of baby carriages and grabbing them. And these babies can be wearing diapers. They're going in those diapers. And it's all about training you that you're a total prisoner. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever go to prison, when they get you off the bus, they're going to take you in, pull your pants off, do a strip search if it's medium security or up to break your will. And that's all this is in America. You are being trained to be a prisoner. People who've never been into crime, who are law-abiding, good-producing, creative citizens, they are being taught. Just like the public schools have shakedowns and searches and strip searches and cameras watching the kids in the bathroom, that's training the new generation on how to be prisoners. And now they're doing it to the general public and expanding out from the airports. The good news is the people are resisting. They're saying no. And look, I understand that all TSA workers are not bad people. A lot of them shake my hand. They want autographs everywhere I go. But if they complain about doing this stuff, they get fired. And that's what the system wants, because then they end up with cadres of people that'll do whatever they're told. But there's no doubt a lot of control freaks, a lot of perverts, a lot of sadomasochists, a lot of scumbags are going to get in TSA jobs. We're going to come back and play this ABC News clip of the family with the grope down. Stay with us. Globalists, the social engineers, are testing us. Can they put taxes on salt? Can they tell us what we can have in a Happy Meal? Can they tell parents you're not allowed to pack your children's lunch? We don't trust you. Can they try to have the CPS take your children if you don't vaccinate them? Can they come out and raise the safe radiation levels of what they're saying is safe or normal from 1,000 times to 100,000 times, depending on what isotope? Can they get away with throwing this type of stuff in our face? That's what the system is doing. Now, there's some good news in all of this. We run Ron Paul's statements and editorials from his house website, and we posted it up on Infowars.com yesterday. It's been up on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, since last night, and we'll put the Drudge Report up on screen there. It's right below the article, Trump will ask voters to invest in White House bid. Under that, Ron Paul, the nanny state can't last, and if you click on that, it takes you to Infowars.com, and Ron Paul said, last week, Congress, the administration refused to seriously consider the problem of government spending, despite the fear-mongering and government shutdown would not have been as bad as claimed. Yeah, they cut a little less than $40 billion in stuff that was already agreed to be cut. Ladies and gentlemen, the banks have gotten us to sign on to over $1,000 trillion in derivatives. Nothing you get rid of, nothing you cut will have, even if you cut defense massively, none of it will even go towards beginning to pay down this debt until we say no to the $1,000-plus trillion that the bankers have created through fraud that they've gotten government to sign on to. And then even if you don't believe economists like Tarpley and others we've had on that say it's 1.5 quadrillion, Washington Post last year says it was 640 plus trillion. Ron Paul went on to say it's encouraging that some in Washington seem to be insisting on reduced spending, which is definitely a step in the right direction, but only one step. We have miles to go before we can even come close to a solution, and it will involve completely redefining the role of government in our lives and on the world stage. A compromise was struck at the last minute until Democrats agree to rein in entitlement spending and Republicans back off the blank checks to the military-industrial complex in all amounts to political gamesmanship. And he goes on from there. Unfortunately, the compromises always seem to be just the opposite. Instead, on the left agreeing to cut social spending and the right agreeing to cut military spending, the right agrees to more welfare and the left agrees to more warfare. In spite of all this rhetoric, we will go deeper into debt. The Fed will print more money, the private Federal Reserve, and the value of the dollar will continue to plummet. How long will it be before foreigners stop buying our debt? Well, the Fed already has to buy 70% of it and monetize it. And hyperinflation arrives. Well, the head of Walmart says it's already arriving. Throughout history, empires have always overextended themselves through conquest and wealth transfers, leading to eventual collapse. From the Roman Empire to the Soviet Union, we are headed in the same direction, and it seems only the chaos of the collapse of the dollar will stop more spending. Arguing over funding for Planned Parenthood and NPR, though important, only shows that leadership in Washington either won't face reality or don't understand how serious the problem is. You can also hear the audio / video of Ron Paul's statement, and there's more that comes after that. He says, of course, an actual government collapse would create serious problems for many people who have come to depend on government payments for their health care, retirement income, but that's all been put into derivatives, see, and stolen. Their children's education, and even food and housing. However, these so-called entitlement programs are unconstitutional to begin with and have engineered a culture of dependence on wealth transfer payments that is out of control. And he goes on from there. Very important article by Ron Paul at InfoWars.com. You can also find it at the Drudge Report on the left-hand side. The nanny state can't last. Well, it can't last in its current form unless they fully implode things and sell people on even more taxes, more regulations, more welfare, more control, and complete dependence. And then we'll be living in a full-bore tyranny, which is what the social engineers have been designing. And this is what they want. The central private banks want bankrupt nations, just like they've done it to third world countries. This is a system of economic conquest backed up by a paramilitary police state system. Now, going back into the TSA, if you will put up with them putting you in a high-powered radiation banker, which they now admit, depending on which machine, is 20 to 50 times what they previously said, and now it came out a few months ago in the Washington Post, that TSA had refused to give Congress, the real elected government, the radiation monitoring test they'd done, and it turned out they hadn't done them at all airports under federal law. They'd violated OSHA and a lot of other radiology laws that are federal and on the books that any dental office or clinic or hospital has to follow on a weekly basis, not monthly. But the numbers they did get from spot checking on average were 10 times the radiation they'd even claimed because they're not calibrated correctly. 10 times the 20 to 50 times they lied about. So 10 times the 20 to 50 times. And you've got these TSA workers. And the major, we've had radiologists on to break it down, sitting by the only partially shielded x-ray machines looking at your luggage. Then right next to them are the body scanners that backscatter and splatter radiation. You add to that the cell phones, the nuclear testing, the Fukushimas, the Chernobyls. I mean, just from Chernobyl 25 years ago in 86, the U.S., as well as the Northern Hemisphere, has double the radiation of the Southern Hemisphere. From one Chernobyl. Chernobyl was dirty compared to even an A-bomb. It put off conservatively, according to the IAEA, 400 times Hiroshima's radiation. Now they admit Fukushima is just as bad or worse. And again, we weren't being fear-mongers a month ago when I said this is going to be as big as Chernobyl because I went out and interviewed the top radiation experts, the nuclear physicist, the former head of the Star Wars project. I went and did my research. And when they wouldn't release radiation numbers from those two prefectures, those two states, that told you what was happening. 3 weeks into it, they did release the numbers, 7.5 million normal times being dumped, normal radiation being dumped in the water. Such powerful fission going on that there were visible ion beams shooting out at night. You could see blue light. I mean, that's high-powered radiation when you can see it. Now you pull up radiation sickness. Their hospitals have been filled for weeks, but it's minor footnotes. Yes, the hospitals are filled with those with what they believe is radiation poisoning, and the doctors and nurses are refusing to treat them and are leaving because they don't want to be contaminated with their radiation. London Telegraph, 2 weeks ago. But it's a minor footnote because in this mafia state, why not tell the parents they can't pack their kids' lunch because they're not trusted? Why not stick the government hands down the pants to train you? Why not steal the death benefits of the troops as they did 11 years ago and now admit last year? Why not tell you that, depending on the isotope, 1,000 to 100,000 times the levels they're raising and saying are safe? Why not? I mean, here's the news. Fukushima radiation taints U.S. milk supplies at levels 300 times higher than EPA maximums. And Natural News, linked at Infowars.com, links to the government's own websites. Here's KIRO-TV. Radioactive seaweed detected in Puget Sound. But don't worry, the government says, don't worry, it's safe. Even though they've raised it from a 5 to a 7, the highest level for a radioactive disaster at Fukushima. Here's another one. Japan ups Fukushima nuke crisis severity to 7, same as Chernobyl. Here's another one. Elevated radiation levels found in Ontario, energy minister says, up in Canada. The Star reports. Here's another one. And this is on major TV stations, major newspapers in Europe. And again, Mike Adams at Infowars.com from Natural News, links to the European English papers. But you're not seeing this in our news. You've got to go to Infowars.com or the Drudge Report or Natural News to find this information. Europeans warned to avoid milk and vegetables due to high radiation levels. Now, Europe, I mean, let me explain. The jet stream is going from west to east. Okay? And so Japan's on the other side of the world, so it goes, even though you think of it in the east, it's actually going from the west to the east, across the Pacific, across North America, that's where we live, over Atlantic, over Western Europe, Eastern Europe, has now gone all the way through Asia back to Japan. And in Europe, that is, what, more than 10,000 miles away? Guys, pull up the numbers. England's distance from west to east. England's distance from Japan, I want to get that number. Was it 12,000 miles? I know it's more than 10,000. So we're only 3,000, 4,000 miles, depending where you are on the coastline from Japan. It comes across the ocean in a radiation cloud, settles over the U.S., belching nuclear fallout and complete meltdown. I mean, one reactor 2 weeks ago had 70% meltdown. Explosions, all of this, just belching it. So bad they've pulled out the emergency crews over and over again, building up over the U.S., and they're saying, don't worry about your milk, don't worry about your fish, don't worry about your spinach, don't worry about your lettuce, don't worry about your grapes grown in California. But this stuff's in Vermont, this stuff's in New York, it's in New Jersey, it's in Florida. Every state's coming out with numbers. All of this is going on, but Europe is a lot further away. What we could do is just pull up a world map that has a miles meter and then just kind of with a ruler or with your hand, you know, go 3,000, 6,000, 9,000, 10,000, you know, it's because I want to find out from northeastern Japan roughly how far it is to England and then the coast of Europe, Western Europe. The point is Europe is a lot further away from the fallout, and they're saying, their government's saying, like they did in 86, don't eat vegetables from the Northern Hemisphere, don't eat grains from the Northern Hemisphere, don't drink milk, because that's where it bioaccumulates, and our media is just like, hey, it's fine. Federal government's not releasing numbers. State governments are. Europeans warned to avoid milk and vegetables due to high radiation levels. The radiation risk for Fukushima is no longer negligible, says the CRIIRAD, the French Research Authority on Radioactivity. It is now warning expectant mothers and young children because there's a many times more devastating effect on fast-growing cells, especially on fetuses and young children with radiation. I was correct. 11,000 miles from Japan going east, not back west over Eurasia, but going east over the Pacific from Japan to England. Thank you. So we're 3,000-4,000 miles away on the west coast. They're 11,000 miles away, and they're saying don't eat it, especially if you're a pregnant mother or if you got a child. So the French Research Authority of the government is now warning expectant mothers and young children to avoid drinking milk or rainwater. They should also avoid certain types of vegetables and cheese due to the dangerously high levels of radiation they may contain, thanks to the radioactive fallout spreading across the globe. And it has a direct link to the French government radiation authority. And they should know they got more reactors than any other country in the world. Japan's number two. We're number three. Russia's number four. The French government now says that eating these items qualifies as risky behavior. And yet, in particularly the same sentence, the organization claims there's absolutely no need for anyone to take iodine tablets. That's right. There's so much radiation in the food that you probably shouldn't eat it, but all that radiation is so harmless that you don't need to protect yourself with it from iodine. Well, that's because there's so many different isotopes that, in a way, it just doesn't even matter. In a way, I've got to almost agree with them. Of course, radioactive iodine is the biggest issue. I mean, we had Dr. Busby on 3 weeks ago, and he said, clearly this is going to go up several hundred times normal levels. And he said, if I had children in California or the West Coast, he said, I would take it. I would give them potassium iodide, iodine. I'm not saying that. Go to your own doctor. Go to your own nurse. But that's what Dr. Busby, who is a radiation specialist, said. By the way, we have his article. And for some reason, I don't see it in my radiation stack. I may have missed it. But it's Kurt Nimmo's article, Top Scientist Says Atomic Explosions Possible at Fukushima. Will you print that for me? Thank you, guys. Okay, so we have that information going on. Mark Circus there at Infowars.com writes an excellent article, Nuclear Nightmare Getting Worse, Yet Propaganda Continues. We'll cover more of this after the break, but I wanted to shift gears into the TSA. How great it is to see the backlash kick back in. We post it Monday. Drudge carries it Tuesday. He pushes us out massively to everybody. Now it's all over the news. But the parents are angry about this, but not angry enough. They're like, TSA is doing a great job, but why do you need to do this to our six-year-old? So, but notice the key, and the main reason I'm playing part of this newscast, the whole thing's up on Infowars.com. Notice why I'm that they say here, oh, we all went through the scanners, but then they pulled her out for the pat-down. So understand, people say, well, if you don't like them grabbing your genitals, go through the scanner. And you go, oh, I have a choice, roasting in the radiation baker or being groped. No, I have witnessed it multiple airports, only women and children. I witnessed it at Liberty Newark a few months ago. I witnessed it, I don't know, 5-6 months ago or now more, last year in San Jose. Only women and children. Oh, they found an old lady on a walker. It looks like she's on death's doorstep. Ooh, you're in for some serious frisking. Let's go ahead. They're just meeting their quotas, what's happening. And they don't like men because we'll argue on average more. Let's go ahead and play this newscast.
Joining us now, Selena Drexel and her husband, Dr. Todd Drexel, from their home in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thank you very much for getting up and being with us.
Look like dangerous folks to me.
It's very important for you to talk about this. And could you just give us a little more background, Selena? I know you also have a 9-year-old, Grace, a 2-year-old, Caroline. They were with you, too. So walk us through what happened, Selena.
We were leaving New Orleans from a family vacation, and when we proceeded to go through the security line, we were selected to go through the new screening procedures. Anna was picked to go through. Pretty much everybody except the baby was picked to go through the scanner. And for some reason, Anna was selected for a pat-down. I can only speculate as to why. I didn't get a lot of information. Although I did ask questions as to why.
All right, hit pause.
She was being selected for pat-down.
I'm going to try to get this family on so I explain to them. Your daughter was picked because they're picking children to break their will and to train them for the next generation to live in a giant prison grid. I mean, ma'am, have you studied what public schools teach kids to do? They teach them to spy on you. They teach them to go to the bathroom with a camera over them. They're teaching them to live in 1984. You got to get them while they're young, as Hitler said. Here it is.
Down. I didn't really get a lot of information. I did ask for alternatives. I asked for her to be rescanned and was refused.
But they didn't give you
I chose to videotape it because, they just refused and said they were going to do what they were going to do.
Hit pause.
And
she requested to videotape it, but they just said, we're God, outside the law, you can't. But somebody else did, and you can hear that person's child going, no, I don't want them to touch my clothes. There's other horrified children waiting to be groped. People just quit following the baloney orders of these thugs. I mean, we might as well live in Nazi Germany. So it just goes on from there. We'll play more later. I'm going to come back, get back into the radiation. Radiation's good for you. Government sticking their hands down your pants is good for you. You can't pack your kids to school lunch. Taking the troops' death benefits is good. I mean, this government's criminal run. Look, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you. And a lot of you are going to say, that's not knowledge at all. That's common sense. But for some people out there who are new listeners and don't understand this, I want to explain it in very simple terms, okay? And it's as plain as the nose on your face or my face. Look in the mirror. We are the problem. We have allowed this tyranny to continue and expand. And these tests, we're given these tests to see what we'll put up with. Next is going to be urine and blood. And that's what they told the girl. Come over here, now we're going to drug test you. And they're still not clear in the newscast what that was about. That's why I want to talk to the family. Because ABC wasn't asking the right questions. We're going to play the whole thing later. Next is urine, blood, or other tissue sample. In England, they're already pulling people over for regular speeding stops and taking a swab out of the cheek because some of the largest cells in the body are in the cheek tissue on the inside of the mouth, and they can lightly swab and get hundreds of them. And they take that, put it in a little dish with your name, close it up, put it in a DNA file. Just like I told you 16 years ago, because I was sent the secret documents from San Antonio from a nurse working at a military base, that they were taking all babies' blood at birth and putting it in a UN database. Cold Springs Harbor is one facility, but also in San Antonio, Texas. Now, the last 2 years, everything I said, everything the documents stated, what do you think I was had fake documents? People thought they were. You know, they had phone numbers on them. See, they take your baby's blood at birth, and now it's just admitted, and they don't care, even if you try to say no. They say it's state law. It's not state law. Well, you want us to blood test them for diseases. Well, why didn't the hospital do that? Well, it has to go to the health department. It's state mandated. They're not doing blood tests. They're liars. Just like the school district will tell you it's the law, you got to take all these vaccines. There is no law. It's all color of law, fraud, them using fake color of law authority. Just like if a cop came to your house and said, come outside and dig a ditch. I say so. Well, I'm not going to dig a ditch. Well, I'm wearing a uniform and got a gun. You better. You don't have that authority. But cops have been at least trained in the Constitution a little bit. They don't do stuff like that. In the old Soviet Union, a couple times a week, they'd order you out to dig ditches or do community work. And that's kind of what they're phasing in America for petty tickets and things. They do community service. They're selling it as if it's great. It's great when you volunteer, not when they force you. You know, the bill that they've tried to introduce, well, they have introduced the last 6 years in a row, sponsored by Rangel, the National Service Act. And then you read deeper, it says compulsory service. When you're a junior, a senior, and in high school, and then a freshman in college. And then Rahm Emanuel comes out on C-SPAN and says, you will serve 3 months every year in military training for a domestic force. Yes. Yes, it will be a draft. This is what they're trying to set up. It's called slavery. And so people need to learn how to say no. No. Because if you don't say no, they're going to keep incrementally pushing. But they're not incrementally pushing anymore. They're leaping forward. With, we're going to tell you what your kids are going to eat. We're going to surveil you with cameras on the street. We're going to face scan you. We're going to raise your taxes. We're going to continue to hire more cops to write more tickets. We're going to send less cops out to actual crimes, and they're just going to be here for revenue generation. This is all being announced. We're in deep trouble. And people had better learn to say no. We are being tested. We are being molded. We are being trained. We are being acclimated, conditioned, manipulated, brainwashed, sold on the idea of being total slaves. This is not America. This is not freedom. This is classical despotic tyranny with a high-tech overlay. It's just that simple. We're going to come back with Pastor Lindsey Williams. And a little bit later in the hour, I'm going to open the phones up for your questions or comments for him. They're talking about $5 a gallon gas in the next month. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Wayne Madsen, investigative reporter, former of the National Security Agency. He's been in Chicago investigating government mafia action. He's been told through his sources he better shut up or get out of the country or they're going to kill him. He's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. For this hour, a man who needs no introduction to this audience, Pastor Lindsey Williams, who back in 1981 wrote The Energy Non-Crisis about all the massive oil supplies that were shut off via a deal with the Arabs to only buy the main supply of oil from them if they would invest in the dollar. That system is now coming to an end, as George Soros said over the weekend, last weekend at the Bretton Woods 2 event, signaling the end of the dollar. Lindsey Williams, of course, had Ken Fromm, former head of operations Atlantic Richfield, give him a lot of key intel until he died last December. He has another source. People say it's not a new Mr. X. He's always talked about the other guy, and the other guy's actually in his book, but it's hidden in plain view. He was the former CEO of another big three oil company, and he's giving Lindsey more intel. Lindsey has gotten more intel since he joined us last week in correspondence with the oil company top exec and his wife about what's happening. But remember, Lindsey, 6 months ago in October, said that oil prices would be going to $150, $200 a barrel in the next 6 months to a year. Now the media is talking about $5 a gallon by, what are they saying, Memorial Day. There's CBS News. Gas prices climbing towards $5 per gallon by Memorial Day. Lindsey, thank you for joining us.
Alex, I have, in all the years that you've allowed me the privilege of being on InfoWars, I have never been so glad to be on any show as I am this morning. People are desperate. Yesterday afternoon, I had a phone call from a stockbroker. He's a licensed financial advisor in my area. He was desperate. He said, Chapman, I don't know what to do. He said, I don't know where to put my customers. He said, I don't trust the stock market. He says, you've been right on everything you said. This morning, I was in touch with a man in North Carolina, a licensed financial advisor, very well-known man, has his own radio show. And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, I don't know what to do. He said, people are asking me questions and I can't answer them. Alex, we are in a mess. The dollar yesterday fell to 74.80. And the predictions have been made that any time it goes below 75, it could go into free fall. I couldn't believe what I heard just this morning. I mean, this is so startling. I'm sorry. It was last night on a major television, radio broadcast. Donald Trump was on that. I'm not pushing for Donald Trump. I'm just merely saying he was on a program, and he's made the statement. I shuddered in my shoes when I heard him say what he did. He said 12 people control the price of crude oil on any given day. I almost had cold chills running up and down my spine. 12 people? How does he know this? He knows exactly what's going on. Alex, I don't know what to say. I'm so disturbed this morning. Gold and silver prices keep going up. Gasoline went up 9 cents per gallon just last week alone. California, $4.83 for diesel. Illinois, $4.30 just for regular. Alex, I don't know. I'm sitting here dumbfounded at how many times I've been hearing the word default lately, and you must be getting it too. But yet I look back, I don't know, let's go back to 1984. I was in Alaska. I was sitting in my living room. Ken Fromm called me on the phone. He said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is going to go from $32 a barrel to $10 a barrel. It actually went down to $9 a barrel. And I said, Ken, why are you doing this? Alex, listen, folks, everybody out there, and Alex is listening on this, please hear this. I said, Ken, why are you dropping the price of crude oil like this? He said, Chaplain, he said, we have to teach OPEC a lesson. Folks, are you hearing this? He said, we have to teach OPEC a lesson.
I'll tell you what, Lindsay, stay there, recap that, and then give us the new intel you just got in the last week. Then we're going to open the phones up for Lindsay Williams only on the energy crisis that's been engineered that will lead to the eventual death of the dollar, the insiders are saying. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He joined us last week, and I wanted to have him on again this week for an hour to mainly take your phone calls. A lot of people want to talk to him. He's Pastor Lindsay Williams. Back in 1981, he wrote the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, now confirmed everything he wrote about, that the big oil companies made a deal with the Arabs back in the late 1970s to predominantly block major oil production and discovery in North America and to mainly buy from the Middle East if they would invest most of their money in T-bills. Now George Soros over the weekend announced that the end of the dollar has begun at Bretton Woods 2 in New Hampshire. We see CBS News, ABC News all reporting that in the next few months they're predicting $5 a gallon gas on average, higher in some areas of the country, lower in other areas. That information is now coming out. We're told all of this 6 months ago in October of 2010 by Lindsay with Ken Fromm, who was nearing his death in December with cancer, the former head of Atlantic Richfield Operations. He has another source who's a former CEO of another large oil company that we cannot reveal, but I know his name. He concurred, and again, he's talked to him since, and again this week with more information that this is all engineered in the Middle East, a double crossing of the Arabs. That's the point you've got to briefly describe the, quote, double cross, what this means to the dollar and the Arabs, and the type of incredible pain. I mean, it's hard for me to pay for this gas, and I'm middle class. I see these poor mothers with three, four kids in a junker car. See it every time I'm gassing up, almost every time. You can, you know, disheveled hair, kids acting up, trying to fill up a big gas guzzler with, you know, 350, 375, what is it, 376, and growing's the national average. How are people going to pay for this? And then most of the transportation is based in petrochemical, so the food prices already going up from commodities are now going to go up even more. Everything that's delivered in this country going up, from restaurants to food to consumer items, there's just a huge amplifying effect here. Please continue, Lindsay Williams, then we're going to phone calls.
People can't pay for this. That's the idea. And the startling thing is, Alex, Mr. Fromm told me this two, 3 years ago before he died, when basically he said one day, Lindsay, I'm 87 years of age, I'm too old to care, just tell everybody everything. And that's what I've tried to do. But I'm coming down to the point now that I'm seeing people get desperate. Let me go back just a moment and rebrief one thing, and then we'll go on to what's happening right now. I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, in 1980. In 1984, I was sitting in my living room in Kosciuszko, Alaska, where I was a missionary at the time, and Ken Fromm called me on the phone, and he said, Chaplain, would you like people to think you're a prophet? And I said, Ken, what do you mean? At that time, crude oil was $32 a barrel. And he said, the price of crude oil is going from $32 a barrel to $10 a barrel. I said, Ken, it can't happen. He laughed at me on the phone, and he said, Chaplain, come on now, get off of it. He said, you sat in our board meetings. You know who controls the price of crude oil. He said, don't tell me we can't do this. And he did. He not only took it to $10 a barrel, he took it to $9 a barrel. And I said, Ken, why are you doing this? He said, Lindsay, for the first time, we want to teach OPEC a lesson. Teach OPEC? All of the oil-producing countries of the world, basically, and they thought that they had the whole world by the tail as far as crude oil is concerned. And he said, we're going to teach them a lesson. I said, what do you mean? He said, we're going to teach them who it is that controls the price of crude oil. And then when just last night I heard Donald Trump coming over a major radio program, and he said 12 people control the price of crude oil in any given day. And I said, well, this is what Ken Trump told me back 35 years ago. And I said, you're telling the people that this is what is happening? Now, you say, what can people do? I mean, what are people thinking? The CEO of Walmart this morning came out and said, inflation is a major problem and is going up drastically. Do you realize that the ages of 18 through 29 years of age, young people, that the unemployment is 40%? Now they're talking about 9 and 10%. Ages 18 through 29, unemployment is 40%. Now, I'm hearing what Ken Fromm told me. And Alex, I'm still sitting here dumbfounded.
Yeah, he said 3.5 years ago, just to recap, he said 3.5 years ago that crude oil would go from $45 a barrel to $150 within 6 months. It did exactly that. Then he said, now it's going to drop down to $40. Everybody laughed at you. It went down to $40. Your other source said the same thing. Then he said 2.5 years ago, enjoy yourself for about two and a half years. It's going to basically stay the same, go up a little bit, maybe to $65. But then once gold and things start going up, look for oil to just skyrocket, and it's going to destroy things by design. Then 6 months ago, he tells you now is the time, 6 months to a year, $150 a barrel. It's now begun. Now mainstream news says $200 to $300 a barrel possible. But regardless, you did call it. The other source called it. And this is destroying our society. People are like, well, why would Obama allow this? He is there to carry out an operation, just like Bush. They'll politically destroy them, get them out of office, rehabilitate him later in the media. There'll be a new puppet in who will take the blame. And the elite then never get the blame. The private Federal Reserve never get the blame. Their front men puppets that they finance get the blame. And so please continue, and then I want to start going to phone calls. What is the new info that you got from your former Big Three CEO and his wife? And for folks that don't know why they would tell somebody like Lindsey Williams, he was their chaplain. He was in on the board meetings. Then he wrote a book. Then Lindsey becomes a source. That's how high-powered people do. They have media people that they know will keep their word about not revealing them as a conduit to get information out, just like FBI, federal marshals send me documents saying that they're really training to take on the American people, not Al-Qaeda. Now, that's how you get these relationships. Go ahead.
By the providence of God, Alex, everyone out there in your listening audience, let me state it very emphatically. By the providence of God, I was invited to be the chaplain of the elite of the world, and I did for 3 years. As a result, made friends of some of those people, and every time they have told me something, I have gone on InfoWars and told you exactly what they say. I take no credit for this, but I want to tell you the very latest of what's happening, and I will name the nation. This is brand new since last week. I'm still sitting here startled because I wondered what was going to happen next. I was just sent a chart showing the progression of the Muslim Brotherhood. Folks, please, don't take this lightly. They already know where they're going and what they're going to do, and it was published in the New York Times this past week. You go and get it for yourself, and it was posted on April the 5th of 2011, I guess it was, just a few days ago, and it said, Yemen's president, Ala Abdullah Saleh, is to be thrown to the crocodiles. Did you hear this? You remember that first it was Egypt, and I came on InfoWars 5 weeks before and told you there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East because I'd been told it by one of the elite. It happened 4 weeks later. Then it went to Libya. Last week, I said it's going to go to Yemen, Pakistan, Syria, and the last country will be Saudi Arabia. I did not know what the next country was going to be until this week. It is going to be, are you ready? Watch it. You'll see Yemen. This is your next target. They have already thrown the king of Yemen to the dogs. And listen, reasons why that he's got to go, because he's no more of any use to them. So as a result, he's to be tossed out the window, so to speak. then you're going to see this, and this is what I said on InfoWars. I was told this just after the Egyptian conflict took place. I went back to my informant, and I said, now, you said there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East, but tell me, where is this going, and why are you doing it? And this is the time that he told me what we just put in our new DVD presentation. Folks, please, we produced 3 hours of professionally done in digital viewing DVDs. Just within the past 2 weeks, we released this, showing everything that is taking place in the Middle East, why it's taking place that way. And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, this crisis, which started in Egypt and then they went to Libya, he said it'll spread to every Middle East oil-producing country until the price, folks, are you getting this? Until the price of crude oil goes to $200 a barrel. Now, I know, I've been seeing it. Alex has, too, over the past week. Some of the prognosticators are saying $300 a barrel. Don't you believe that? I want to stay with what the elite told me. I'm not going to try to change their words. They said we want to take it to $200 a barrel. But out there in newsletters, you're seeing all over where it's going, and I just heard it this week. I've heard it from numerous sources. I've just got one newsletter right here, which I won't mention his name. He said, let's just default. Oh, my goodness. I sit here so startled because a year and a half ago, before Mr. Ken Fromm died, he said to me one day, he said, Chaplain, whenever the Federal Reserve begins to buy their own debt, he said, it's all over. And I was the first one, I guess, because of what Ken had told me, I dared back about a year ago to go on a number of radio programs and right here on InfoWars and say there's going to be a default on the national debt. And then when I was told what was going to happen in the Middle East just after the Egyptian conflict started and we produced this new DVD series, Middle East, the rest of the story, I came out and said there positively is going to be a default on the national debt. And Alex, you and I both have seen it within the past 1 week's time. Numerous newsletter writers now are picking up on this word default and saying the American, that we can't stand it. There's no way that we can keep on going this way.
And that will mean an incredible acceleration of dollar devaluation, which is a tax on our purchasing power, a tax on fixed incomes, a tax on savings. And the government has got a mission. This is all engineered, and that's why they're steaming full steam ahead, and the Republicans are talking about a $40 billion cut. Give me a break. Okay, Lindsey Williams is our guest, I promise. For the next 30 minutes, when we come back in the next segment, we will take your phone calls. Tony, Nick, Tim, George, Sean, and many others. The toll-free number to join us for questions only for Lindsey Williams on the economy, the dollar default that the globalists are engineering, what's happening with oil prices, his inside knowledge, 800-259-9231. And maybe we'll keep Lindsey a little bit in the next hour to continue with calls. I do have the continued radiation fallout, whitewash going on in the U.S., what they say safe or normal levels are being raised between 1,000 to 100,000 times, depending on the isotope. Another incredible article up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. The TSA threatened the doctor and his wife when they already put their six-year-old and their other children through the scanners. They then wanted to grope her, and they said, put her back in the scanner. And they said no, and they started arguing a little bit or questioning, and they were told there would be trouble. And they've told ABC News that if they didn't submit. So the headline is, parents say TSA made it clear. There would be trouble if they refused to allow six-year-old daughter to be groped. That's the prisonplanet.com headline. On InfoWars, it's a simpler headline. TSA threatened parents of six-year-old before groping. Is that the InfoWars headline I came up with? Yes, TSA threatened parents before six-year-old groped. So that's up on Infowars.com. We've got to get the revolt kicked back into high gear. It's ongoing against the globalist. Side issue, Lindsay, and then we're going to get back into the larger issues of the economy. What is your view on the TSA groping Ron Paul, groping Jesse Ventura, groping small children, sticking their hands in the pants now, and then threatening the parents if they don't like it? This is pure goonism, training us to be basically loaded on the cattle cars.
Training us exactly as Hitler trained the Jews and others during the last war. It's no different. You've heard me say so many times, the name of the game is control, and this is exactly what the elite want. But let me give you one or two more things here, Alex, before we have to get into phone calls. It's so important. And again, I'll say, I am so appreciative today to be on your show more than probably any time.
Well, we're appreciated to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my predictions and the things that I have to say do not come from tea leaves or divine revelation. Folks, I'm not a prophet. The elite personally have told me these things. Now, we have seen what they have done come to pass exactly as they told me it would. And I'm going to come down and give you a solution. I had to come up with something. People are so desperate. I've gotten so many emails. First of all, you have seen gold and silver prices do exactly what Mr. Fromm told me 3 years ago. And I begged all of you to buy it. I said, please, don't hesitate one day. And now you're wishing you had taken Mr. Fromm's advice before he died. Gasoline prices are going exactly where they said it'll go. I do not think it'll go to $300 a barrel. I think it'll go to $150 to $200 a barrel. And Saudi Arabia will be the last country to be touched. The next one to be thrown to the wind is Yemen. Watch it. I just got this prediction this past week. The World Bank is now saying, just this within the past 2 weeks, they've said we've got to have a new reserve currency. A new reserve currency. What are they going to back it with? They're going to back it with gold and silver. Purchase gold and silver every bit you can. You think gold is high price now. It's going to $3,000 an ounce. You're going to see silver to $50 to $100 an ounce. Mark my words again. Are you noticing, people, that the prediction that was given to me a year ago, there are still no shortages on the grocery store shelves? I know. All over talk show circuit, the show's host was saying, going to have a food shortage, going to have a food shortage. Then I came along and was given this by one of my elite friends. He said, no, Chaplain, there's not going to be any shortages of groceries on the grocery store shelf, but he said, you're going to go hungry. And I said, why? He said, because the dollar is going to lose its purchasing power to the point that you won't be able to afford the groceries. Now, I want to give you a solution. This is something that has come. I had to do something in light of what these people have told me in the past few weeks. Please, hear this, and let's go over it if we can. What is a solution? Alex, I think the only solution at this point is to expose the elite. Now, do you remember, I exposed gold and silver. I exposed the gasoline price. I told you what the World Bank said. I told you what the food was going to happen on the grocery store shelves. Now people go back and look at that and say, Lindsay, everything the elite told you over these past 3 years has happened exactly like you said it. Now there's such a credibility that has been gained that, Alex, when I come on InfoWars and say it again, people almost say, oh, my goodness, it's going to take place this way. Alex, we've got to expose everything that the elite are doing, and when we expose them because of your track record, and you've told it over the years, the truth exactly like it is, and with the track record of what they've given me over the years, if we can expose these people enough, to enough people across America, they are going to take it as gospel. And
stay there.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
I remember so much when I gained my mind, when I gained awareness, when I studied history, and when I broke my conditioning and stopped being intimidated by the globalists who want to break our will and turn us into subservient, groveling slaves. Coming up after Lindsay Williams leaves us in the next hour, Wayne Madsen, who's getting threats via the globalist mafia to stop investigating Chicago mob ties and Obama. He may leave the country. Wayne Madsen is joining us coming up in the last 30 minutes. Before he joins us, we now have this bombshell article. And I never asked Drudge to really link to our stuff. He links all the time, and it's the biggest media site out there, and it's so great how he can set the agenda. But just watching this ABC News video from this morning, when the family of this little six-year-old that got groped was interviewed, this doctor and his wife, they put him through the scanners. We're going back to Lindsay in a moment. Then they start the groping. And now we know what happened when they took the girl away and said, now the drug testing. She broke down and began crying and was basically begging and pleading. I mean, this is what America is. Little six-year-olds with men and women in uniforms putting their hands down their pants. And what comes next? So we've got the headline, parents threatened by TSA before six-year-old was groped. And then, Marley, let's add a comma. Girl then broke down in tears. Girl then broke down in tears. Or perhaps give the father's exact quote. Initially, she was just confused. See, I'm concerned about the oil and the New World Order, and but at the same time, this is the New World Order. This is the rubber meeting the road. Her father, the doctor, said initially she was confused, Todd Drexel said. Afterwards, she broke down crying because she really didn't understand what she'd done wrong. I did ask for alternatives. I asked for her to be rescanned. They just refused and said they were going to do what they were going to do. This, and of course, I've had district attorneys on the air saying this is illegal. A cop can't do this. Selena Drexel said, adding the TSA supervisor made it clear in a nonverbal way that there would be trouble if the parents caused a fuss. That means bowing up to them. And refused to allow the pat-down to be completed. So a very threatening body language, very threatening attitude, little girl crying. This is what these psychic vampires need, is feeding on small children. It's their favorite. And we give our children over to their Moloch system. We put them through the fire of the TSA. We sacrifice their innocence so that they can be trained to be good little slaves. Lindsay, I want to go to phone calls, but it's just seeing this unfold, seeing this happen is just very hard for me to deal with.
Alex, for 12 years, I was a pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Hollywood, Florida, prior to going to Alaska as a missionary for 12 years. I can feel right now while you're talking the emotion of what these parents must have gone through. This is a shame. It's a disgrace that America would ever come to this.
And it goes on thousands of times a day.
This is the New World Order. They must bring us under total mental, physical, psychological control. It's all a part of what the New World Order does. Mr. Fromm told me this back 3 years ago when he talked about the devil's messiah. I've got to one of these days produce a DVD series on this. The devil's messiah. How about the method that they've used to bring America under the New World Order, and it all went under what he called the devil's messiah, Alex.
And that's a system of taking over society to destroy our morals and to get us to totally accept tyranny.
He said to me, he said, Chaplain, we had to, folks, are you getting this? Please. He said, Chaplain, we had to remove the God of America that made it great before we could bring in the New World Order. I mean, this is exactly what you're seeing there in that airport. They've had to remove the decency of the Bible. They've had to remove the honesty and the righteousness of the Scriptures.
To get in our space, to take a doctor and his wife and his little innocent children and teach them that they're bad, to teach them that they're criminals, to teach them the government can put their hands in your pants, not just search you at Nazi checkpoints whenever they want. Federally funded checkpoints all over America. It's happening.
This is a part of the New World Order, and Alex, I've come to the conclusion in the last few days that the only way in this world we're ever going to overcome this is to expose the elite, call them what they are. You've been doing it for a long time. Keep it up. Intensify it. We must expose everything that the elite are doing and call it as it is.
We must. Let's go to phone calls. I'm going to keep you 5 minutes in the next hour, if you can, Lindsay, for any other tidbits of new intel you got. But that's just huge about the other countries they're planning to overthrow. Did he tell you anything else about how they're going to try to overthrow Saudi Arabia? I tell you, since you started talking about this, the Saudis have run to the Russians and the Chinese for help, saying that they feel like they're being double-crossed. I mean, boy, I tell you, this is getting scary.
Just after the outbreak in Egypt. And as you remember, they told me 5 weeks before, 5 months before it happened, it was going to happen. When it broke out, I waited a week. I went back to my source. I said, where is it going from here? He named all the countries it was going to. And Yemen, I just got this past week, is going to be the next one. The last country that the king will be deposed is Saudi Arabia. They had better be scared. They'd better be running to the Russians and everybody they can. They ought to be scuttled. It's only a matter of time, and it's all a part of being able to take the price of crude oil to $200 a barrel, break the back of the dollar, bring in a default of the American currency. They're going to lose what they've got in T-bills and securities, and every bit of this is a part, and I was just given the chart showing the intended progression of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we included it in our Middle East, the rest of the story. Folks, you've got to see.
Go through the order, Lindsay, and then we're going to calls. Go through the order. So it's Yemen next. Then who are they planning to overthrow Jordan as well?
Possibly. But you've got Yemen, you've got Bahrain, you've got Syria, and you're going to come down to Saudi Arabia, which will be last. Are you hearing this? Whenever you see the king of Saudi Arabia being, when you see the riots begin in Saudi Arabia to the point that the royal family is deposed, you know that you've only got a short time until the dollar is done for.
This is unbelievable. Let's go to phone calls. Tony in Florida. Tony, you're on the air with Pastor Lindsay Williams.
Thank y'all very much. Pastor, I believe you are a prophet because the testimony of Jesus Christ is truth and prophecy. And I say that because in 2001, I'm classified myself as a conscientious objective of the war, and I was discharged accordingly right after the Afghanistan bombing. But even that, my wife has not woken up until she heard your message. And since she heard your message and has seen this going on, she has woken up. So that has told me that you're true. So I want to thank you for what you're doing, and Alex, thank you, of course. And my question is, sir, do you have any information about what's going on? Could this be the inroad into Jerusalem? And what, do you have any information about Israel and the state of Israel?
Yes, positively. And this is the one that frightens me. I don't even like to talk about it. I'd much prefer bypass it. We were able to secure a DVD soundbite of what they were chanting when Egypt had its problem, and they were chanting the words, "To Jerusalem we go, martyrs by the millions." I went on to elaborate that on that some in our Middle East, the rest of the story.
So the globalists are basically hyping up, putting the extremists in so they can put the Middle East into flames, order out of chaos. Tony, I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Nick in California. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to know, is there anything in the globalist playbook that could drop gas prices down to about 80 cents like it was after 9/11?
Not until after the New World Order is completed. You're not looking at that until years down the line. I tried to, I think on the last program with Alex Jones, I said that they want to do what they're doing. Someone said to me, they said, why would the elite destroy their own country? I said, they aren't destroying their own country. They're merely bringing it under control. They have to bankrupt everything first, then they bring it back out of the condition it's in. It'll probably take them years to do it. At that point, they'll probably bring gasoline prices back down, but you've got a long time before you're going to see that.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Nick. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You don't want to be on air, Tim?
No, I do. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, yesterday I waited for an hour and a half, man, and I didn't even get on to talk to you. First of all, something that Lindsay's pointing out about dollar devaluation. Well, you know, when I started buying silver, in fact, one of your sponsors, Midas, I was paying $19.25 for an ounce. And today I just checked that same bullion now is at $40.27. But what people don't understand, that I finally understand, it's not that the price of gold or silver is going up in value. It's that it takes more dollars to buy that because the dollar isn't worth what it was. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. Now, getting back to the things about what Lindsay was talking about, I wrote down what will be affected. And first thing, of course, is our budgets in general. People will only drive when they absolutely have to because they won't be able to afford it. Retail sales are going to increase by who knows how much. I have no prediction on how much.
You mean retail sales prices?
Right. Shipping costs are going to go up. Leisure activity is going to be affected. Even going to the show or going to the beach, people will stay home and barbecue in their backyard. Food prices are obviously going to soar because of higher shipping costs. Another thing, vacations and travel. People just aren't going to be able to afford it. America, by invading all these foreign countries, a lot of them oil-rich, i.e. Iraq and others, have gained control, more or less, of their resources. So now, and I know that America, I've read it in several different places, has giant stockpiles of oil. Now when they get the price where they want it, they're going to pull out and start interjecting their stockpiles and make a killing on the stuff that
sure.
they have.
Sure. Great points, Tim, the strategic stockpile. That's on record. Do you have any questions for Lindsay Williams?
Yeah, well, what I'm basically asking him is if he agrees. And this, too. Yesterday, Obama has okayed American oil companies in a speech giving them all permission and issued tons of new drilling permits.
No, I hear you.
And that's kind of funny that happened at this.
All right, Tim, we got to move on to get to other people. Lindsay, comments on what Tim just said.
Top 10 currencies of the world. Take them and average them with the American dollar. As of yesterday, the American dollar was 74.80 cents. 74 cents, basically, against the other currencies of the world. Today, Canada's currency is worth more than ours is. There is a solution. People, please listen to me. You have never seen gold and silver prices going to where they are going. I do not sell gold and silver. Alex can tell you where to get it. This is the only way you're going to protect yourself. If you had bought that gold when Mr. Fromm told me 2.5 years ago that it was the only thing that I could spare my assets with, if you had bought it, you could have bought it for $700 to $800 an ounce. Today you're going to pay $1,400. You would have not lost one penny of your assets if you had taken Mr. Fromm's advice back 2.5 years ago. You've got to do it now because it's going to $3,000. Alex, I'll stop. We've got more callers.
George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Thank you for whatever you're doing here. You know, I have three quick points. Why can't we? I want to make sure we protect you and Alex and also this reporter. We should have Google bombs on this whenever they threaten you guys, so that they can go after. So that basically it becomes untouchable. They can't touch it because it's going to become a political issue. Next thing, why can't we make committees and go after these guys for racketeering? They basically have telegraphed this stuff. This is criminal activities. Manipulating the markets and things like that. We should get prominent people to start committees and go after these people and confiscate everything they own, the contracts and everything, then farm them back out to people who will do it for a percentage. It would reduce the deficit, and also they could use that for a tax money. Then arrest Soros. I mean, him, he's in Katona, New York, trying to destroy this country. I mean, they went after Jesse Jackson for trying to help a prisoner out from a foreign country, but this guy, he's destroying our currency and our country, and they don't go after him. What's going on?
Everything you said is true, and let me very emphatically state the last person in America that's going to be touched is Alex Jones. They are not going to bother the media people. Because they know that the day that they touch the conservative media, that they'll also have to limit what the liberal media is able to
do. Yeah, that's the last thing they're going to start trying to curtail, but they're getting lined up for it now because they know that even mainline media will panic when they see the muzzle going on. But, sir, great points. I appreciate your call. Let me comment on this. we've done over 60 or so Google bombs. And for those that don't know what that is, that's making something a number one search term. So it leads them back to news articles that we've written or topics we want to focus on. Since Google, about a month and a half ago, changed their algorithm to try to block this, we've done it three times and only succeeded twice and didn't get number one, got number three and number two. And so now I want to do a test today. But that means everybody's got to do this and not just count on other people doing it. I'm looking at the headline. Parents say TSA made it clear there would be trouble if they refused to allow 6-year-old daughter to be groped. Let's go with the headline. This will lead it to everybody's news reports on this, to six, just the number, six-year-old groped. Put in the search engine over and over again, the number 6-year-old groped. Groped, G-R-O-P-E-D. Everybody. Let's show folks on screen what it looks like on PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to Google, type the number 6-year-old groped, and that'll lead them to our articles about this and all the other videos and articles about it. Let's hit it as hard as we can, okay? Or you can also do the variant search. Six-year groped. You could just do 6-year groped. Three words is better, but you can do four if they're short. Because it's really just three words and the number 6. 6-year-old groped. Just type it in. 6-year-old groped. And when you do that, it leads you to Infowars.com up there at the top. And also the Gateway Pundit is also the other top link. And the links below that, the third, fourth, and fifth links are videos of it happening. This is already a big story. Let's search the term 6-year-old groped. The number 6, just the number 6, just type 6, don't spell it, just 6-year-old groped, Y-E-A-R-O-L-D, groped, G-R-O-P-E-D. Let's see if they're really successful at blocking us. 6-year-old groped, let's show the globalists, let's show the TSA and Google censors, we have the power. Hit them hard. Infowars.com is down right now. John Harmon up there in Minnesota, check it for me. Error established at database connection. We'll find out what's going on with that. Since we're testing Google, I want to see if they're blocking certain terms as well. Let's do something we've only done once before, something simple that isn't as complex. Let's search that too. 6-year-old groped. Let's also search Alex Jones. That'll lead him to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bill O'Reilly dare not speak my name when he's demonizing me. Sean Hannity dare not speak my name when he's demonizing me. Glenn Beck. They don't want to say that name because they don't want you to find Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's search the name over and over again. I'll put it in the search engine. I'll do it right now. Already got Alex Jones in there during the break. Alex Jones, boom. Put it up there, hit enter. Put the cursor over it again to make sure it's a new search. Hit enter again. Let's see how they like that. Let's do it over and over again. Let's see if they've blocked the Google bombs or find out systems to get around this because it's very effective. It's gotten a lot of attention, and they're scared of it. Let's search the term Alex Jones. And Drudge is linked to InfoWars right now. That may have brought it down. If not, Drudge can just change over the Prison Planet version of the Ron Paul article. Who's up next here, John, for our guest, Lindsey Williams? Sean in Texas, you're on the air with Pastor Lindsey Williams.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex, and Pastor Williams, I appreciate it. This question might help millions of people that are listening. Remember back in October or something, you said, I'm not sure if Mr. Fromm or one of your elitist friends died of cancer, and you said that they actually knew the treatments for cancer, but he listened to his doctor's son, and he did the medical method, I guess, and he ended up dying. And my mom has since gotten cancer, and I was wondering if you can point me in some kind of direction.
Well, I want to be clear, sir, and I appreciate your call. I don't give medical advice. I talk about what I do personally. What Lindsey said is one of the big company heads, Mr. Fromm, didn't do the alternative treatment because his son's a doctor. The other guy did do this other alternative treatment, and it worked for him. But when people, some folks say, well, this is 100%, I don't believe there's 100%. I believe there are a lot of treatments that do work for some people that are suppressed. That's even been on 60 Minutes with a famous doctor out of Houston that they try to suppress with all of this. Let's go ahead and take another call here because I'm really trying to get into the oil prices here, folks. Jason in Oklahoma, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hey, Lindsey. Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. It's nice to get through. It's unfortunately my question for Lindsey is a little bit in a different direction. What I've seen in my life personally, I've studied the occult for a really long time, and I've seen basically a really large divide in the consciousness of people who care. You know, the whole satanic thing is death to care, right? Death to care. And what I've seen in the consciousness divide is there are people who care about the planet. And I really wanted to ask Lindsey about the New World Order utilizing, manipulating, if he's heard anything, if he's had any intimations, if he's understood anything about how they would utilize a new ecumenical world religion and manipulate.
Oh, well, the UN's been pushing that for decades. Thanks for the call. Lindsey, comments.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the Devil's Messiah, you heard me refer to it a few moments ago. But my first DVD series, there was 6 and 8 hours of DVD viewing. I went into this in about a 20-minute sector. The Devil's Messiah, New World Order, every bit of it is explained there. Positively, many of the elite are a part of the occult.
Please elaborate. We're going to come back for a little bit more. But, I mean, look at Skull and Bones. Look at Bohemian Grove. They believe they're getting power from it.
Yes, and they are. And this is where they get many of their answers. Much of what they come up with comes from the prince of the power of this air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, the Bible says. And folks, you've got to set that spiritual house in order because you're going to be facing these people.
All right, third hour with Wayne Madsen talking about threats he's getting for exposing Obama. He's going to be joining us. I'm going to get back into the TSA, what's happening with the radiation in Fukushima, but 5 more minutes with Pastor Lindsey Williams, a few more phone calls, any other tidbits of news and information he hasn't covered. Then we'll continue on to the third hour. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate Lindsey Williams joining us today. We're going to take a few more calls from Adam, Sam, Randy. I'll get to others after Lindsey leaves us. By the way, you've heard about the DVDs he's produced, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, breaking down all this in a professionally produced DVD to help get the word out. Because if we're able to get the word out with this radio show and his films, then people will be aware of the globalist agenda and they may not be able to fully carry it out because of pushback. And Lindsey has said in past interviews, they are concerned about the awakening and they're not invincible. But people have got to wake up. The media is trying to distract us with unions and welfare, which is out of control, but it's a small part of the deficit. The real deficit is the derivatives we've signed on to, the inflation tax, what's happening in commodities. That's the big economic issue. We don't fix that, as Ron Paul has said. There's nothing to fix. If you want to call and get a copy of the new DVD, it's 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com, 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com. Our sites, of course, are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. Let's move quickly. Quick questions or comments. Don't have to thank us or anything, callers. Just give us your question or comment. Adam in Alabama, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Okay, 2 points real quick. I just wanted to get your opinion. I understand everything about the gold, why you need to buy it and all that. I've heard all your callers call in and ask why. I understand why. I want your opinion on Ezekiel 7:19 about they'll throw their gold and silver in the streets and all that. And my second point is, what is Lindsey Williams' opinion on the rapture? And I'll take my comments off the air.
Okay, Lindsey.
Yes, I think what he's referring to in Ezekiel, what does the world consider today as currency? It considers paper as currency. How many people in America own gold and silver? Less than
1%. Did you hear that? Less than 1% of the Americans hold gold and silver in the palm of their hand. Now, if Ezekiel were referring to what they would throw in the streets, what would he be referring to? Would he be referring to less than what 1% of the people have, or would he be referring to the Federal Reserve notes? My contention is he's referring to the paper, which definitely is going to become worthless.
Well, what did Jesus and many other folks in the Bible say over and over again? This knowledge, for those that have discernment, you will understand it. For everyone else, it's in parables. They're not going to understand it. So correct me if I'm wrong, but so much of the Bible is incredible poetry, but also riddles. That's not the right term, but I mean, it's almost like Sanskrit, that if you don't know how to understand it, for somebody that does have discernment, you totally get it, and you see the many levels to every statement in the Bible. The general public reads it, and it looks like gibberish.
One portion of the Bible will explain the other. And whenever you have a question about what one part means, go and look what the other part means. Now, basically, that'll do it. I know we've got time running out.
Absolutely. Here, so. We'll have to have you back very soon. Sam in California, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex and Lindsay. Just two quick comments. I believe they're practical solutions to taking a lot of the leverage out of the hands of the globalists. One, I would like people to research HHO gas and how they're making conversion kits to make your car run off water. It's a hydrogen, basically, fuel cell that separates...
Yeah, well, it's a supplement. It will get you more gas mileage if it's the right unit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the second one, practical solution to taking power out of the globalist hands is go down the street, talk to your neighbors, try to get just 3 to 5 of your neighbors on your block to start growing vegetables. Not the same kind that you grow, because you don't all want to be eating the same things. But if anything happens, it's like insurance. Yeah,
begin acting like normal humans. You know, ants save food for the winter. Grasshoppers don't. We all know what happens to grasshoppers. They die. The ants don't die in the winter. Great point. I appreciate your call. Randy, Christian, Chris, and others. I'll get to you before our next guest joins us. Lindsay, I want to thank you for spending time with us. We will talk to you again in the very near future as things accelerate, as this quickening expands. But you always thank me for having you on the show, and you're so gracious and polite and appreciative. We want to say we appreciate you, Lindsay, and thank you for coming on the broadcast. We want to thank you.
God bless, Alex. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back with a bunch of news, your phone calls, then Wayne Madsen, who's getting death threats. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Wayne Madsen is an investigative journalist who's written for the Washington Post, you name it, formerly with the National Security Agency. He spent months off and on, the last 6 months in Chicago, investigating all the mob connections to Obama. And he's got a report out that he's getting threats and may even leave the country. Headline, White House threats must be taken seriously. It's up on Infowars.com. He'll be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. I'm going to get to some of your calls, but also some other important news. Now, we did over 60 Google bombs. Every one of them became the number one search term. And that was 60 different events. Sometimes we would do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 terms in a row would be number 1 through number 3, number 1 through number 5. Google changed their algorithm to, quote, target alternative media sites and content farms like DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com. And we did see some traffic issues, but we're growing so fast, we're still growing despite that. But it did take some of our steam out of us. Now I've done 3 or 4 Google bombs in the last month. I've slowed down on them just because I don't want to wear it out. It's such an effective tool. And we've done, I guess, 3 or 4 of them, and a couple of them didn't work. Like the Max Kaiser one last week didn't work. So we need to do a test today with a very simple term to see if they're blocking my name or if they're blocking the algorithm, the system with their algorithm. You go to the Google search box, you put Alex Jones in, and you hit enter. Then you go and click the cursor in the middle of Alex Jones to make it a new search. You don't have to re-enter the whole name, just click on it, and then hit enter again. And do that about 50 times. And the power of this audience, millions of listeners, it will be number one if... Now, the good news is, even though they've been obviously manipulating it, one day when we failed last week, the show re-aired on History Channel about Bohemian Grove, so it went to number one. People were organically searching that. So already our terms, our videos, our stories, liberty issues, they're already routinely in the top 10 search terms. And they've released yearly numbers, that Alex Jones, Infowars.com is always in the top 50 or so. This last year was in the top 10, naturally on its own. So they're not going to stop us, but they're trying to slow us down. So search the term Alex Jones. Also search 6, just the number, don't spell it out, 6-year-old groped. 6-year-old groped. And it'll probably be the top term or top search. They have two different systems. But let's get that out to expose the 6-year-old. And speaking of that, we played part of the newscast earlier where we now find out more of what happened than just what somebody in line about to be searched with his children. You hear those children saying, I don't want them to touch me. I don't want them to do that to my clothes. I mean, think of little kids, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 7, 8, 9-year-olds. Think about your children. I mean, my children are, pretty outgoing, but sometimes I'll take them to a public event or something, and they kind of, with a big crowd of people, grab my leg, and people say, hi there, little girl, hi there, little boy, and they kind of, that's a normal instinct for a child to not like strangers right away so that they don't get kidnapped. I mean, it's a good instinct. It's kind of like a puppy. You've had a puppy for a month. It's real rambunctious and happy. When the repairman comes over to fix the refrigerator, the puppy hides between your legs. That's a normal mammal instinct. So you're at a checkpoint. There's people in uniforms. I've seen them at TSA in Houston screaming at people, yelling, freaking out when the lines get too long. You're being yelled at. You put in a machine. Mommy can't be in there with you. It's hitting you with radiation. Then they take you out. On top of it, people say, well, just do the scan. You won't do the search. They're doing both, folks. That was always the plan. Then, for 2 minutes, she sticks her hand down the girl's pants, grabs her buttocks, runs her fingers through her hair. I mean, this is incredible. People 10 years ago, if a cop randomly pulled you over and started doing this to your kid, most people would get violent. They're training you that the government can get in your space and force vaccines on you, take blood tests. They take your baby's blood at birth. That's now declassified and admitted. This is the criminal nature of these people. So I wanted to cut to a piece that is in the article up on Infowars.com. We have the quote in the article, parents threatened by TSA before 6-year-old was groped. Girl then broke down in tears. And when you read down here, here's the transcript. Initially, she was just confused, Todd Drexel said, the doctor. After she broke down crying because she really didn't understand what she'd done wrong. And then kids also asked, they asked Michelle here in my office when it happened, Mommy, I thought strangers aren't supposed to touch me, much less touch me on my privates. Think about Jesse Ventura. Ron Paul, they do it to everybody. And if you don't like it, they throw you out and then give you an $11,000 fine. And now they're going to be on the streets of America. They go on to say they did ask for alternatives. I asked for her to be rescanned, they just refused and said they were going to do what they were going to do. Selena Drexel said, adding the TSA supervisor made it clear in a nonverbal way, bowing up, that there would be trouble. 90% of communication is nonverbal. If the parents caused a fuss and refused, and that was a quote, to allow the pat-down to be completed. It's not a pat-down, it's a groping. I've had district attorneys on saying it's illegal, it's criminal. Well, start indicting these people. And there are a bunch of states now, 9 states passing laws, on the verge of passing laws, saying they're going to have the state police come arrest your butt. You understand that? The cops aren't above the law. I'm not above the law. Barack Obama isn't above the law. And these TSA people under Homeland Security power grab, you're not above the law. So let's play the clip of this upstanding, good-looking couple, doctor, his wife, his children. I mean, if they can do it to these people, they can do it to anybody. And that's who they target. They're training Americans who'd never be in police contact to be basically prisoners. Here it is from ABC News this morning.
What was your little girl's
agent off camera?
Thank you. What was your was Anna's reaction as this was happening and afterwards?
Well, I think initially she was just confused, but she's a very respectful adult. That yes, ma'am, did what she was asked to do. And afterward, she broke down with crying because she really didn't understand what she'd done wrong. And so we were really struggling with how do we explain this, because we've really stressed her, it's not okay to be touched here in these certain places. And now she's been pat down in a public setting in an airport, and she was upset and crying, so we had to try to explain this to her. It was very difficult.
I'm sure it was very confusing to her, and yes, we could hear her. She's so well-mannered, and we could hear her saying, yes, ma'am, to the agent. There's a lot of questions as to why you decided to post this on YouTube for others to see, and what is your hope will come of this, Selena?
Well, my reason for posting it was that we just had a very bad feeling that you know, what happened was wrong, and I posted it out there to get other people's opinions on it and to see, you know, to get some other people's thoughts on it. We felt that it was inappropriate. You know, we struggle to teach our child to protect themselves, to say no.
To say no. This is training your child not to say no. That's what the school drills are. They load them on buses, take them to federal centers where they announce that their homeschoolers come to kill them. It's about just training kids to have learned helplessness. Now, originally when this went on the web, it was other sources. And so that's why we thought somebody else shot it, because you can hear other children off camera saying, I don't want them to touch my clothes. I don't want them to touch me there. You can hear it in the audio if you boost it. And then they lead her away for a, quote, drug test. It never really becomes clear what that was. But now we're learning more of what happened here. And I do want to get these parents on the show. Obviously, everybody else in the world is going to be trying to do that who has a media platform. But we're on that today. But we're going to be talking more about this to come. Because if they can get away with this, they can get away with everything. Again, I'm going to repeat this. The state lies and says you got to take vaccines. It's the law. There is no law. It's all color of law fraud. These are criminals. The state takes your baby's blood at birth for almost 40 years. This has been going on since 1972. By the way, it goes on in Australia and England and Europe since the early 1970s. It's global. A global secret program of taking your blood and DNA testing and putting a record of it and then selling it to Big Pharma, who then patents your unique blood proteins. That's how a lot of this started coming out a few years ago. We, of course, reported on it more than a decade ago. So, there's an example of who these criminals are, who this system is. They're a pack of lying scum. Why do you think the government's been caught all over the world, our government and others, nerve gassing their own troops, testing radiation, biologicals on their own troops, the UN injecting people with live polio, live syphilis, our own Pentagon doing it, our own Department of Health doing it, in the U.S., in other countries? It comes out every week now, new stuff. They're testing their federal, their state, their jail guards, their jail doctors doing tests in Huntsville, Texas, it comes out. Sometimes lethal stuff. It's to create an army of evil and to see if scientists and government doctors will follow these orders for the, quote, greater good. Then it creates cadres of people that'll keep things secret. And then those armies of evil people go out and recruit others to create even bigger armies of evil. I mean, they kept it secret for decades that the 1959 total meltdown at Simi Valley, Southern California, into L.A., radiated them many times, 200-plus times, ABC News reported, worse than Three Mile Island. And no one knew for decades. This is a group that practices secrecy. They couldn't keep it secret. The government went ahead and admitted they did it when they felt like it. Kind of like all over the country, they kept it secret. They're using laptops, school laptops, to watch kids. Now schools just admit they're watching them at home. It's just like Gulf of Tonkin, kept secret from 64 to 2004. 40 years that the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Now, how did we know it was staged? Well, because some of the top officers on the ships, when they got back 6 months later after their rotation to San Diego, told the San Diego Herald Tribune in 1964 that the ships were not attacked and it was a lie. Then that became a rumor because folks didn't have the original newspaper, so you were called a conspiracy theorist for 40 years until they declassified it in 2004 and released LBJ on the phone with McNamara, Secretary of Defense, saying the day before, we're going to stage this. Then the day, get ready, it's going to happen. This is what you tell the press conference tomorrow. And LBJ's taking orders. He's going, all right, I tell them, but we leave it kind of nebulous where they don't know. All right. Now just remember not to be too clear exactly in case other stuff comes out. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. President. I mean, it's just a group of con artists, scum, filth, taking your baby's blood at birth, now sticking their hands down their pants. What does it take to get people to wake up to the fact that the country's been taken over by tyrants? It's illegitimate. We got to remove the stinking government. Let's hit them hard with a Google bomb today. Search Alex Jones. That's simple. This is a test. It'll send them to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's also search 6-year-old groped. Number 6-year-old groped. Hit them hard. During the breaks, I've been entering those terms into Google over and over again. Hit them hard. It's getting harder to do this. Let's see if it's the new algorithm blocking us. All right, let's jam in a few calls ahead of Wayne Madsen joining us. Randy in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Hey, Alex, I got a couple questions for you. The silver and the gold that you all suggest to buy, you and Lindsay, is it good to buy bullion, gold, or silver? Because I did call the metal place on your line, and they're telling me that I should buy coins, collectible coins from 1964 and under. And I did get the Lindsay's new DVD set. Very, very good on knowledge. He tells us to collect 6 months of food and medical supplies. I need to try to find out what type of medical he's talking about.
All right, Randy, let me be specific. The sister company of Genesis is a gold and silver company, and the deals that I endorse, and all their deals are very competitive. Some of them are smoking hot. Others are just moderately good. They have a whole spectrum. It depends on how good a deal they get on it. Ted buys gold and silver when it's down, you know, as it dips on its way, overall way up. And then he sells it when it's up at the old price. That's how he's extremely competitive and is now the fifth or fourth largest gold and silver broker in the country. So it's through that volume. But a lot of the silver coins they sell, at extremely competitive or even hyper-competitive prices, already have a numismatic value because he got a great deal on them. So they're collector, you know, semi-collector. It's not like they're super valuable just for the collector value. They're overall valuable because of the gold and silver that's in them. Okay, and I'm no silver or gold coin master, but I personally buy bullion, American that's recognized, some of the British and other stuff's recognized even more globally. Krugerrands are recognized, French francs, European francs, Swiss francs, things like that. Whatever I can get a great deal on, I mainly have American silver dollars and silver half dollars, and most of those are 50, 60, 70, 80, some 100 years old. And I'll get a little bag of them from Ted, and one of them is 120 years old, another's 80 years old, another's 75 years old. But generally, I would look at whatever spot prices are. I would get something called the Red Book. I know Ted's been sold out of them, but he's getting some more, a yearly book that breaks down at the time it was printed what collector coins are really worth. It's kind of like a Kelley Blue Book on cars. But I think if you're just now getting into gold and silver, I would basically buy bullion. Here's the problem. So-called American bullion, American Eagles, the gold coins, the mint or buffaloes are putting out, those a lot of times, because the mint sells out of them so fast, those will be way above some numismatic 70-year-old gold coin. It varies just because those are so recognized and in such demand. So the safest thing to do, and going with Midas, I know you'll always get a good deal, but if you want the absolute best deal, I would go with the radio specials. You know, because the brokers are going to offer you other things, but I would say no. I heard Alex say those three silver dollars, three of his films, and free shipping for $110. I think it may have gone up a little bit, but ask him. I haven't talked to Ted on air this week yet. I haven't talked to him this week, have I? I don't think so. So just bring that up. If you hear a deal for a gold sovereign or a franc, that price that's offered, it'll generally be a little bit lower than what you even see on their Midas Resources website. But I hope that answers your question, Randy.
It did. Do you see when what Lindsay says about the barrel, the crude oil getting up to $200 a barrel, when everything escalates, do you see a civil war happening over here with everybody being so used? And
I think that if it does go anywhere near that price, you will see food riots and things, because the amount of food stamps they're going to hand out won't be able to buy enough food, or, you know, if the welfare checks will still flow. It's just that they're saying they're going to freeze their size, freeze the Social Security size, no COLA, because of the cost of living increase. People are going to get very, very uncomfortable. The gas prices are going to suck out other discretionary income. It's going to increase all other major prices. Food's going up because of commodity issues, but also energy and transportation cost. And then I see the system using that as a pretext to come in and clamp down and then say, see, we're your saviors. So, yes, I do see that on the radar in a big way, but that's just common sense. Do I know the hour of the time? Do I know exactly where it'll flare up? No.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate it. God bless you and your family.
You bet. Now, God bless you. Now, I want to get to Christian, Pat, Rich, and Eric, but I got a guest coming up. We'll try to get to those callers. I meant to get to a few more callers, but that guy had a complex question. Well, it's a simple question, but it's a large, detailed answer, and I only scratched the surface. I should have Ted on someday for maybe a whole hour to really, I can get the red book out of gold and silver coins and other collector coins and go over it. But there's super collective stuff, there's moderately collectible, and there's a semi that has some collector value on top of it, and a lot of those are more inexpensive than regular bullion. At WayneManzinReport.com. It's also on Infowars.com. White House threats must be taken seriously. Wayne Madsen, of course, is a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. He's written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, Counterpunch, Online Journal, The American Conservative, Fox News, CNN, RT. Madsen has been invited to testify as a witness before the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.N. Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, and an anti-terrorism investigation panel for the French government. Madsen has some 20-plus years in experience in security issues as a former U.S. naval officer and anti-submarine command. He managed one of the first computer security programs for the U.S. Navy. He subsequently worked for the National Security Agency, the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Science Computer Science Corporation. Madsen was a senior fellow for the Electronic Privacy Information Center, a privacy public advocacy organization. And, of course, we had the D.C. madam on, thanks to him giving us her contact. He knew her well when she had a lot of documents and things and was going to try to give them to her mother. She was found dead at her mother's house. I had the condo manager on, who she was good friends with, saying she was being followed. She had to get these documents to her mother. They killed her at the house, hung her in the shed, called it a suicide, put out a fake letter that wasn't even her handwriting. It was not even something a 10-year-old could do a better job of. We have to take this serious because Wayne is a consultant, you know, for international television programs like RT. Wayne is, you know, gaining in stature, and he's always had a big effect. Anytime you watch a national security hearing, you'll see Wayne in the background reporting on it. He also gives briefings to the National Press Club. He spent months off and on in Chicago and other areas of the country investigating all these mafia ties that are public with Obama. And he's brought out some of that info. Wayne, with these new threats, first tell us about the threats through your credible sources. Reports that you might even leave the country. What's happening there? And then B, whatever data you got for all of us here and for your own safety, as I told the D.C. madam, and she didn't listen, and I know you're a smart guy, whatever you found out, I know you like to double, triple check and vet everything, but whatever it is you found out in Chicago that you haven't been ready to report yet because you're still digging, you better get it out now or we all know what's going to happen. And then I want to get you on record saying you're not planning to commit suicide or go swimming with lead shoes.
Well, yes. The report that I received was from a very credible source. Without getting into identifying who, I can say it was a source with a very large foreign newspaper here in Washington. His information came from his contacts in his embassy, which are largely intelligence contacts. The country in question is an ally in the United States, so it's, you know, it's not Russia or China or anything like that. This threat was verified by another source that I had within the State Department, who said, look, I don't like what you write, but I know, you know, it's true. You have to understand you're a marked man. Now, the other threat specifically said the people in the White House want to kill you. And I said, well, yeah. Yeah, I, you know, there are people in the administration would like to. I said, is that figurative? He said, no, it's literal. And I had to take that threat seriously because of the stature.
Okay, Wayne, let me interrupt you because your Skype video and audio was breaking up a bit. Go back 60 seconds. Go over both the sources and the particular source with them saying the White House literally wants to kill you. Repeat that.
Yes, what I heard was the White House, they want to kill you. I said, oh, is that figurative? He said, no, it's literal. He said they mean it. And I've had threats before, but I took this one rather seriously. And then I go back and I look at what the Nixon administration tried to do with Jack Anderson. They did try to kill him. It's documented. They were going to poison him, but he was a teetotaling Mormon. They couldn't do that. They were talking about staging a car accident where he would be incinerated in his car. They also tried to cause problems between him and his wife. By suggesting putting out word that Anderson was gay, and of course,
yeah, they've had Glenn Beck doing that to me now, just completely ridiculous with no evidence. So I don't care; it's not true. They've also liked to call my wife women, saying I've gotten them pregnant. And then when she doesn't buy it, a guy comes on the line and threatens her. Do you think? I want to get more into your story, but it came out last year that I'm number 49. Of 50 people on the White House enemies list, no, 43, should I be concerned, Wayne?
Well, I think we all have to be concerned because we have a record of what the Nixon administration, G. Gordon Liddy, Charles Colson, and E. Howard Hunt, who actually Hunt was not big on the idea of taking out Anderson, and even J. Edgar Hoover thought that was a crazy idea. But we have, because there is a precedent that has been set, and we have to take it seriously. And there's another issue. I've been told that how they deal with recalcitrant journalists and also whistleblowers, they have a playbook they use. Step one is to isolate the target. Now, that is, try to drive a wedge between the target and his friends and family. Number two, they try to take the target out of the public eye, getting their bylines out of publications, getting their name off out of the chyrons on the television programs. And three, then they put the financial screws to you. And when that stage is set, then they, they say, well, the person was despondent and committed suicide. We've seen that with Danny Casolaro, a journalist who was whacked in West Virginia 91.
Gary Webb, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, shotgunned him twice in the head.
J.H. Hatfield, who was the author of Fortunate Son about Bush. So this is their game plan. But I will say on your program, just as my friend Gene Palfrey said, I do not have any plans to commit suicide. I do have plans to leave the country for some extended period of time. One of the things I'm going to do is complete the book on Obama and the CIA. And all I'll say is I'll be backtracking some of the in some of the places where he lived when he was younger.
Okay, let's. Do you think that's what's making him angry at you?
Well, what I understand obviously the stuff about Chicago they like, but what they really do not like is the stuff that I've been writing about the background of Obama and his family with the CIA. That's something that they don't want to go there. They're more than happy to go, see the birth certificate stuff out there. But let's face it, the rifling of Obama January of 08 during the primary season was they were after his passport records, not his birth records. And there's a reason why they were after the passport records is because what those passport records will show.
All right, Wayne, this is too important, and your Skype just broke up for another minute and was almost unintelligible. I want you to repeat what you just said. If it continues to break up, we're going to put you on hold and call your cell phone or home phone back. Okay. It's great to have the video, but we need to be able to hear the audio. So again, if I give the word in a minute, we're going to go ahead and call your cell. So get that ready, guys. Going back here, I want to retrace this. Specifically, sounds like the British consulate from what you've said, but I know you don't want to go there. I'm just guessing gave you a warning that first came through a major newspaper. You got another warning from inside the State Department that, no, they want you dead. I mean, was that person basically threatening them for you, or were they just had it leaked to them knowing that they would tell you?
The source that the embassy wanted the information to be passed to me, and it was not the British. It was an ally, but not the British.
Okay, we had you faded down again there at the start. Start over slowly. Go over exactly, not who the sources are, but basically what type of sector they came from and what they said specifically.
Well, the source said, look, they want to kill you. I said, are they being figurative? He said, no, literal. The information was passed by an embassy here of an allied country, and it was passed to this high-ranking journalist with a very large newspaper to get the information to me.
And what did you get from the U.S. State Department?
I had a source tell me that there's a State Department source said, look, we don't like what you write. I don't like what you write, but I know it's true, and you need to know that you have been marked. That was the words used.
Now, you said you don't plan to commit suicide anytime soon. Be clear, you will never commit suicide. It's not entered your head.
No, not at all. I would, I'm going to leave the country for some period of time to work on this book and just check things out abroad. But no, suicide is not in the cards whatsoever.
Wayne, so you're going to be traveling, to Indonesia, to Africa, to Pakistan, to Occidental California to look into Obama?
Well, as many places as my funds will allow, there are some leads in some of these locations that I want to track down and see if I can actually get some actual documentation for the book that I'm hopefully I can get this out as we're getting into the campaign season. This should have been done in 08, of course.
Well, probably while they're mad at you, because I know for a while you've already been working on this book. You've been in Chicago, you've been in Florida, you've been in Texas, you've been all over California. I know you privately told me 3-4 months ago that you were getting some grapevine threats over the fact that you spent time in Chicago. I mean, again, has anybody telegraphed to you what it is they don't like? You're saying it's mainly the Obama CIA history.
It's mainly the Obama CIA history. Obviously, they're not too pleased with the fact that I've been in a lot of contact with Larry Sinclair, who also wrote a book about the escapades in Chicago. And, of course, he did attempt to take his own life, but some folks were able to save him. And he's now tied up with this court battle over the contents of a libel suit over the contents of his book. So we know that the White House likes to play hardball on people who delve too much into Obama and his family's background.
Well, now we hear this sister that nobody's ever heard about come out and say, sure, he lived in Hawaii, but regardless of what really happened with Kenya and his grandmother saying he was born there and his wife in two speeches a few years ago saying we traveled back to his home country, of Kenya where he was born, we know he gave up his citizenship in Indonesia and took the name of Barry Sotero.
Right. We also know that he had a stepsister in Indonesia who died a few years ago. And there's very little information on what caused her death. She was about the same age as Obama, so it wasn't something from old age or something like that. But there's a lot of question marks about him, and I just think writing the book here with this sort of Damocles hanging over my head, I for peace of mind, I need to complete this book.
Well, you're a big a big security computer expert, a journalist, a national security expert, a leading one. I'm a layman, but explain to me. It sounds like you're going out of the frying pan into the oven or the fire, leaving the U.S., the long arm of the corporate mafia. You think you're going to be safer ferreting around looking for his history in these countries?
Well, I think that, you might think that when you go abroad that you might be subject to the CIA or something, I think there's a better support network of people abroad who understand what's going on inside the United States, who are more than willing to take the extra measure to provide the security necessary because they know the truth.
So you're tipping your hand here. You're saying you've got countries, embassy people, that you're going to go to a country where you're going to be provided security.
Yes. Yeah, essentially, yes. I wouldn't be going into these countries if I didn't have a support network there that's already basically invited me to come and track down some of these leads.
Well, buddy, we hope we get to interview you in the future, because I remember warning the D.C. madam, Palfrey, here on this show. And this isn't a joke, folks. I risk my life every day. I passed the point of no return a long time ago. I'm committed to this. So are you. I hope listeners understand this is real. I mean, how many people connected to exposing Clinton? How many police investigators, private investigators, got Arkansas-ed during the Clinton administration?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you, and it's all, like I said, started with the Nixon administration and their enemies list. Actually, it's well documented they're trying to kill Anderson. We know that they've gone after other journalists as well, not killing them, but certainly had them fired from their jobs. We have ample evidence of that, and quite recently ample evidence of that. And I think any time a threat like that is conveyed from White House sources, it just has to be taken seriously. It's not something like, oh, well, they must be kidding or they're exaggerating. No, the history of this doesn't suggest that they are kidding.
What about public letters to Congress and the White House, putting them on notice that your sources, journalistic sources of the highest caliber, have warned you about this so that there's even more of a public record?
Well, you know, I mean, Congress, you know, garbage in, you know, it's a black hole. The stuff goes in there, you know, nothing ever comes out. The other thing I want to state, too, is it's getting increasingly difficult covering Washington, D.C., because that my sources are drying up faster than a puddle in the Sahara Desert. They're just fearful of being exposed.
Well, that's because the Justice Department has been... Yeah, the Justice Department's been publicly burning mild whistleblowers.
Right. We have Thomas Drake, the former NSA official, now being charged under the Espionage Act for providing unclassified information to the Baltimore Sun. Only the fourth such case since the act was enacted during World War I. In this case, Obama's worse than Bush. Believe it or not, when it comes to how they're handling whistleblowers, there's a fear. A fear has set in here in Washington. I have sources drying up left and right. They don't want to talk anymore because they see what happens to some of these other people. They were concerned during Bush, but they were much more willing to talk during the Bush administration, unlike this one.
Wayne, I want to hold you 5 minutes in the next hour, so we have two more little five-minute segments with you, but I'm going to ask this question now. We're going to reconnect via regular phone with you because your Skype's breaking up too much when we go to break here in about a minute. But before we do that, let me just pose the question now, and you can think about it during the break. We have the White House regulations are saying arrest people that disagree with the government, infiltrate their groups, cognitive dissonance, set them up. 2 weeks ago, Politico gets the memos from last year inside of Media Matters. George Soros group saying, we're going to destroy the alternative media, starting with Fox News, I think that's popular, and other sites critical of the administration. We're going to guerrilla warfare, destroy them. So this is a very scary group here. So who do you think they're going to send after you? A Chicago mafia? A CIA hitman? I mean, what quarters do you think this... you know, them knocking you on the head or giving you a shot and then holding you up and putting that tourniquet around your neck. I mean, folks, they'll do it. They'll kill him better than a hammer, and they'll send a message to everybody. I mean, they'll kill me. I mean, let me tell you, folks, that's a real possibility. You know, it's creepy when I had to travel to cities and turn off the light in my own hotel room. I'll be honest, sometimes... we have people following us. I go ahead and barricade the door just so I have a fighting chance. But they can kill you. I mean, look at Mubarak. He wouldn't step down. He has a stroke. Then he's in the trial and has a heart attack. In the death threats we've gotten, they want you to know it's the government. It'll show no number. And when they death threat you, they'll act nice at first, but then start telling you something that you just had in a phone conversation 10 minutes before. And you know, they'll say, this has happened, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 times over the years. Now you know who we are, don't you? Because I told you that. Now I'm going to kill you. You understand that? You're dead. And they'll say it in a really mean voice. This is who runs America. And you understand they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to start new wars. They're going to destroy everything. The country's over if we don't have courage. We got to stand up to these people. I'm risking my life. Wayne is. Ron Paul is. You better believe. Stand beside us, folks, not behind us. We're going to beat these people. We don't have a choice. Somebody has got to stand up to them. We went to break there. I brought up the admissions of the White House regulations are of COINTELPRO and how great it is. The bizarre memos out of George Soros's Media Matters about guerrilla warfare against alternative media. The people at Media Matters who listen every day and write about the show every few days, those interns listening, they need to understand they're going to end up, if we get victory against them, going down like Nixon's people.
Well, that's right, and I have to say that I have seen how almost every group, including those who supposedly protest the Obama administration, have been totally infiltrated. The anti-war movement, some of these other groups, some of these privacy organizations, civil liberties organizations, all infiltrated, all with Soros money for the most part. And it makes the Nixon's enemies list look like a shopping list.
Wayne, when are you planning to leave the United States?
Well, without getting into details, it's not easy to just pick up after being here for so long to go elsewhere. But it will be in the next few weeks, maybe a month or so.
Is there any part of your investigation in Chicago or into his CIA grooming background? Do you have any intel you haven't released that you can get out here now that will lessen the chances of them whacking you?
Well, all I can say is we know that ex-Governor Blagojevich's trial begins the end of this month in Chicago. There's a lot of information that the prosecutors are suppressing. I think it'll show what was really going on inside Chicago politics with the Olympics, trying to get the Olympics scam, and who was going to benefit from that. Valerie Jarrett, Michelle Obama, the late head of the school board, Michael Scott, who was found dead in the Chicago River with a bullet in his head, which has still not been resolved as a suicide by the Chicago PD. That, I think, is what we're going to find in addition to some of the seamier sides of Obama and Rahm Emanuel's past.
What about CIA background with Obama? You must be getting close if they're after you.
Well, I think that's what's got them more concerned than anything else. I've been going, especially Ann Stanley, Ann Dunham, his mother. I mean, it was quite clear that her whole history was invented. She was not some flower child, hippie, bohemian type. She was a graduate of the University of Hawaii in anthropology and is immersed in post-coup Indonesia, where they killed 800,000 to 1 million people courtesy of the military.
She was a minion of the big foundations and Geithner's papa.
Ford Foundation, the World Bank, you name it. She was in all those. Never was on food stamps in her entire life.
Yeah, she was above CIA level, actual globalist management level. Back in 1 minute with Wayne Madsen. Stay with us. All right, doing a final 5 minutes with Wayne Madsen. Investigative journalist, WayneMadsenReport.com. And he's had particularly bad Skype and phone line today. And he just dropped. We're getting him back on for a final few questions here. He has said that he is getting ready to leave the United States. And for somebody who hasn't gotten government death threats, where they let you know they're listening to your phones and tell you things you were talking about 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before they threaten you, you know, at that point, you're just like, I can't live in fear. I just got to go all out against you people. And I don't even really look over my shoulder. I don't want to die. I love life so much. I love my children more than life itself. But it is what it is. Somebody's got to commit against these people. Somebody has got to have the courage to say no to the New World Order. Somebody has got to realize just how serious these globalists are and that they're totally ruthless. I mean, America is being turned into one giant FEMA camp with the children trained to have the government molesting them, to have the parents trained to turn their kids over, the government taking blood samples from babies at birth, now admittedly for close to four decades. It just has to end. It has to stop. We've got to at least slow it down. But instead of slowing it down, what's happening is there's a huge awakening happening, and the globalists are just putting things into high gear. They are putting the entire system into high gear. We got Wayne back. We've only got about 3 minutes. Wayne Madsen, anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you're looking into? Dealing with these direct major media telling you and the State Department telling you, look, the word is they want you dead. I mean, clearly they wanted this message to get to you that they are planning to kill you.
Well, I, of course, did a sanity check on myself and ran this by some very close colleagues of mine who are journalists. And, I let them know what the source was, and they were, really concerned and upset. They said, you have to take that seriously. So, I mean, it's not just something that was passed over the transom as a sort of an idle threat. I did vet this with others who kind of urged me to, take it seriously and, of course, do the right thing. So I think just that Washington is not a good place to be right now. There's no access for independent journalists. There's no there's the sources are drying up. It's almost like covering politics in Pyongyang, North Korea here now.
Wayne, are we going to be able to get you back up in the next few weeks before you leave the country?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, maybe we should get you on a good phone line and have you for a full hour. Or before you leave the country, you're welcome to come down here to Austin and be in studio with us. We might even be able to, in fact, we will. If you want, we'll buy you a plane ticket and put you up here for 2 or 3 days. Maybe you can be our in-studio analyst for a couple days. You want to, after you move out of your apartment or box everything up or whatever you're planning, you want to come down to Austin?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, we've got to hang together or certainly hang separate. And our founding fathers went through similar things. They had British death warrants out on their heads. And John Hancock, knowing they'd come after his land, his family, he signed his name, the biggest at the top. And he said, if I'm going to be on the list, I want to be on the top of the list.
Absolutely.
But doesn't this in closing signify that they're scared, they're desperate, they're not invincible?
Oh, I think so. The thing is, they're doing damage control now. They don't want any surprises coming out because the smart money is on Obama getting reelected because we see this, this circus on the other side. And so that's where all the smart Wall Street money is. Four more years of Obama to carry out their agenda, which he's doing quite nicely and has been. And we'll hear more about that with his speech tonight.
That's right. He's announcing a new tax code to help us. Boy, this is help we don't need, Wayne.
Absolutely. And the devil will be in the details, I'm sure.
Wayne, while we have you, I'm going to put you on hold here at the end of this segment. We're going to go ahead and look at the book next week and look for a time to get you on and maybe give us off record a ballpark of when you leave town. Maybe you can make a stop through Austin. So we can physically interview you here. I know we've gone to D.C. to interview you before, but God bless you. We'll all pray for you. Support him at WayneMadsenReport.com.